And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are just about to get this game underway, the first region game of 2013. And for all your play-by-play action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. Officials down, standing on the Viking head. Vikings will be receiving from the south end zone. They'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. Crawford will be kicking from the east, from the north end zone. That will be Luis Martinez, number 41. He is a sophomore. He's also their field goal kicker. He's not missed an extra point all year. Back deep, number 31. That is Brandon Roberts. Number 21, Alex Brown. And number 6, Eric Hart on the press box side. Alex Brown to the far side, and Brandon Roberts in the middle, standing about the 5-yard line. Folks, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is region play. This is the marbles. Waiting on Martinez. He's waiting on the referee. He's checking with all his officials. Looking at the press box. He's got the signal for everybody's ready to go, and he blows the whistle. Umpire steps away. And the 2013 region season is underway. High end over end kick. Brandon Roberts will take it at the 3. Comes near side at the 10, the 15, the 20. Looking for a hole. Cuts outside. He's at the 30, at the 40. They'll slow him down and run him out of bounds as it gets into. Nope, they say he went out of bounds at our 49-yard line. He took it from the 3 to the 49. Brandon Roberts with a good move to the outside, good blocking to set up that screen for him coming down the sidelines, Bill.
Well, one time he started a little stumble as he got to about the 40. That's what gave him the opportunity, or gave Colquitt the opportunity. A 46-yard kick return to start out this ball game. Our Vikings in great field position.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. Austin Dixon brings the Vikings out. Jerome Daniels, Amon Brown, Arvin Berry. We go to that straight Eagle offense. Let's see what Colquitt does defensively. They go with 3 down linemen. Now 4. They've got a linebacker up on the line of scrimmage, 2 linebackers. Dixon gives it to Daniels. Daniels gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and they'll give him a yard up to the 50, and that's as far as he goes.
Yeah, they're going to give him the 50 on that, so a 1-yard gain. And what we've talked about in the pregame about the quality of this defensive line in the first play, they've showed it.
Second and 9 from the 50. 11:26 to go here, first period, just underway. Dixon barks out signals. Puts Amon Brown. Nope, they stop. Amon Brown started in motion toward the visitor side. Dixon changes the play. Packers switch up their defense. And we give it to Daniels on the count. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll get another yard up to about down to the Packer 48-yard line, Bill. It will be 3rd and 8 from there. That big defensive line for the Packers have come out, and they're playing hard.
Yeah, they did get – they gave him the 48, so it's going to be 3rd and 7 as he just almost the tip of the ball touching that 48-yard line.
Malik Roberts, wide receiver to the near side. Dixon in the shotgun. They go to a 4-man front. And we change something up. They bring Trey Jackson to this side as a blocking back. Packers in a 4-3 now. Dixon drops straight back. Steps in the pocket. Throws downfield. Oh, the catch made by Malik Roberts. No, they say he dropped it at the 20. They say he had it in his hands and dropped it at the 20.
Yeah, he had a great opportunity to make the catch. Just could not hang on to it. And as a result, we're going to have to punt the ball here in the first series.
4th and 7. 10:15 to go here in the first period. John Belcher back to punt for our Vikings. And I can't see the number of the Packer that's back deep to receive. I'll get that for you in just a moment. Belcher standing at our 38-yard line. Nice high kick. hits at the 20, rolls right past him inside the 5, and we down it at the 1 yard. So we'll down it at the 3. At the 3.
Yeah, first touch at the 3 yard line, Wes. He kind of hop skipped himself as he was sliding right down to the 1, but it was marked at the 3.
So Packers will take over first and 10 from the 3 yard line. They'll be going from left to right on your radio dial. 10:05 to go here, first period, no score. We were 3 and out on our first possession. Let's see what the Packers do. They'll bring Daniel Mobley, the senior, number 10, the quarterback. Running back, number 22, Shaquem King. Mobley in the shotgun. We're in a 5-man front. He's in a pistol with a buck right to his right. Takes the snap, gives it to King. King gets hit, and he'll go down at the 1. They'll lose a couple of yards. It will be second and about 12 with 9:50 to go here in the first period. No score. Mobley in the shotgun. Sends a wide receiver to the far side of the field. Keeps two backs in the backfield with him, one on either side. Again, we're in a 5-man front. There's a snap. He dropped back the pass. Looks, throws it way downfield looking for a miss. Catch is made at the 30. He's at the 40, the 50. We trip him up and he falls down. He is down at the 35.
And he's down holding something around the knee. Wes, as the cornerback was coming out, he turned his body, turned the wrong way. He turned inside, and when he did, that was all the step that the wide receiver needed. And when he broke around, he had just about a 1 yard gap, made the catch. It's 64-yard pass play, and we're going to take a break here as we've got a player down. Let's take a 60-second break. 9:22 left in the first quarter. No score between the Packers and the Vikings. We'll be right back after this.
Back at a Commercial Banking Company press box. Packers quickly out on the field. Ball on the far hash mark. They just went 64 yards to get them out of a hole. They bring Cambrick Taylor to the near side. Mobley in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Starts right. Look, keeps the ball. And still on his feet as he picks up about 6-7 yards as he crosses the 30 down to our 27-yard line.
Not something that we were counting on from the quarterback, but a little bit of an option around the left side. Looked at the pitch man, saw the defender go with the pitch. He kept it, made a great gain for the Packers.
Mobley now with two receivers near side, one far side. Keeps King in the backfield. He rolls right, looks to throw back, got the screen set up by one man at the 20. Still on his feet to the 10, the 5, it'll be a touchdown Packers.
Little screen pass. About 28 yards, it looks like, roughly. We'll get you the exact on that in just a minute. 28-yard touchdown pass, and the Packers draw first blood here at Martin Stadium.
8:54 to go here in the first quarter. Martinez on to attempt the extra point. Little misdirection there. He rolled right and threw back against the grain. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. 8:54 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Packers. We'll be back after this. At the Commercial Banking Company press box, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers. Here's Martinez's kick. Wobbly kick. Fielded by Alex Brown at the 10. He's coming near side. He's looking for a place to go. Gets hit by one man at the 20. And he'll go down at the 25-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Packers, they went 4 plays, 97 yards, ran 1 minute and 11 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 28-yard touchdown pass to number 88, Sean Bonner. Packers lead 7-0 with 8 minutes and 49 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Thank you, Taylor. Marty, quickly down on the sidelines, what is the attitude of our team now?
Guys, it's not a give-up attitude for sure. They're ready to fight. They said this is our time. Hey, we got a lot of football to play, so we're going to see if we can tie it up right here.
Thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Ball on the far hash mark. Packers in a 5-man front. Austin Dixon brings Jerome Daniels in motion towards us. Nope, that's not Jerome. That's Amon Brown trying to get to the corner. He gets the 25, and they'll pull him down after about a 3-yard gain up to the 28-yard line. They closed quickly, Bill, as they just strung that play out.
Yeah, one of the things that Amon Brown's been able to utilize is his speed and to get on that outside corner. Colquitt has speed, and it's going to be tough to get that outside corner if you're stringing it out that far.
Amon Brown lines up at wing back on the far side. Jerome Daniels near side. Arvin Berry, the fullback. We're running double tight ends. Five-man front for the Packers. Two linebackers. Corner up tight on the press box side. Again, Brown in motion. Give it to Daniels on the counter. Gets hit, and he gets up to about the 30 and give him 2 yards. And Bill, it's going to be third and five. We, so far, have not been able to run very well against that big front five of the Packers.
Well, it's going to be tough. I mean, now we're going to spread it out here with this next formation. Maybe we can try and run here, but might be a pass. Let's see.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Packers go to a four-man front. Dixon, back and back signals. They don't jump. They were hard, and they didn't move. Nate Brantley, who is back, lines up at the blocking back. Amon Brown at the fullback. Now Dixon drops back in the shotgun. We're down to 5 seconds to go on the play clock. Takes a snap, drops back, looks. There comes a rush. Tucks under one man and goes down back at the original line of scrimmage, and we'll have to punt.
Yeah, I thought Austin was going to get away for a second, but he just got tripped up as he tried to come up into that pocket. And when he did, he got tripped up, fell down, and the Vikings are going to have to punt again here with 7:07 and the clock running here in the first quarter, trailing 7-0.
Belcher standing back about our 14. There's a snap. High, high, high kick. Hits at the 50 and takes a Packer bounce back out at our 45. They'll have great field position, Bill, with 6:45 to go here in the first quarter and our Vikings trailing 7-0.
Yeah, that the punt, when you hear the terminology turnover, that one didn't turn over. You saw it spiraling up into the air, but he just could not get it to turn over and get that bounce to the other side. So it turns out that was, let's see, a 17-yard punt.
All right, here comes Mobley. He's got two backs to his left, two receivers far side. Now trips to the far side. Drops back, looks, throws, batted up in the air and knocked down by number 44. That is Mr. Jeff Phillips.
Yeah, Phillips, what a great job. He got up there and was able to just knock it away.
Phillips knocked that ball down. It'll be second and 10. Had he been looking, Bill, he probably could have intercepted it.
Second and 10 now for the Packers.
Again, trips to the far, twins to the far side, twins the near side. Bobby now puts King in motion. He drops back. We look, throws across. Catch by King underneath. Oh, he's got room. He's out at the 40. He's down to our 40, down to the 35. He's going to be close to a first down on a second and 10. Billy started wide to the press box side, then cut back underneath, and they hit him as he went underneath running away from the linebackers.
Yeah, anytime you get it to a back, it's tough, tough, tough to try and make that tackle. This is going to be a third and very, very short, Wes, probably just at a yard. They don't need to get to the 35, but they're very close.
Third and about a 9-volt battery, it looks like. Ball on the far hash mark. Mobley takes the snap. Gives it to King. He has the first down as he gets down to our 31-yard line. Clock stops there with 5:56 to go first quarter. Packers leading 7-0 here in the first quarter.
They needed about that half yard. Just went over the left side. Picks up all that he needed and puts Colquitt in a great position now.
Mobley again trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. We're showing man coverage out here. He drops back. We look, we come after it, then he just throws it away. The official, second down.
I'm telling you, the only guy out there was number 60.
And Bill waved me off from saying what I was fixing to say.
And I don't know that that's an eligible receiver. Second and 10 now, excuse me, for the Packers.
Again, he's got twins near side, single receiver far side, gives it to King. Nope, keeps it on the quarterback keeper. Up the middle he goes, and Daniel Mobley will score for the Packers from 31 yards out.
Something that maybe we haven't seen in any film is Daniel Mobley, the quarterback, on that option on the keeper. Packers go up now 13-0, awaiting the extra point.
Martinez to attempt. Ball down, kicks up. 5:33 to go, first quarter. It's the Packers 14. Our Vikings nothing. We'll be back after this 60-second break. And here's the kickoff from the Commercial Banking Company press box. Taking by, again, Alex Brown at the 10. He's at the 15. And there's going to be a flag. I think we're going to have a face mask, Bill, as he goes down at the 19-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Packers, they ran five plays, 45 yards, 1 minute and 12 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 31-yard touchdown run by number 10, Daniel Mobley. Colquitt leads 14-0 with 5 minutes and 25 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
And thank you, Taylor. That penalty was against our Vikings, so that'll make it take it all the way back to the about the 7-yard line.
The call was a block in the back, Wes, so march off, and now the Vikings starting in a hole, trailing 14-0 with 5:25 left here in the first quarter.
Austin Dixon goes under center. Puts a man in motion, gives it to him over the left side, trips over somebody's feet as he tried to get up to the 10, and I was looking to see who that was on the carry. That was Jerome Daniels.
Yeah,
so it'll be second and 9 from the 10-yard line, Bill.
Yeah, the hole opened up. I saw it coming right at us, and he just tripped over that lineman as he was coming through the line.
Packers in a 5-man front. They've got a corner that they're taking a corner and walk him up close to the line of scrimmage here on the press box side. Two linebackers. Amon Brown in motion. Give it to Amon, looking for the right side. Looking for a hole. Tries to cut back inside. Gets hit from behind. And he will actually lose yardage. The ball comes out, but the officials say he was down. And, Bill, we have not been able to run against the Packer defense.
It has been tough, and we've been in third down situations. Have not gotten a first down yet. So, we do have one first down. Is that right? One first down.
And timeout Vikings. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, 4:18 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0. I mean, Packers leading 14-0, I wish. It is third, and I'm going to say a long 8 from the from our own 10-yard line. We've gotten one first down.
Colquitt's had 4 first downs, and they lead 14-0 here.
Malik Roberts in man coverage to the press box side. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Dixon in the shotgun. Packers in the 4-man front. We bring a man in motion, and we give it to the guy in motion, and turns upfield and runs right into two Packers as he crosses the 10. And that was Malik Roberts, the ball carrier. He'll get up to about the 13, and it'll make it 4th and about 5 from there, 4th and 4, 4th and 5, and we'll punt. Belcher standing in the end zone for our Vikings. Back deep is number 23, Ty Lee.
And he's not even standing at the 50. He's on the Viking side of the ball, or side of the field, excuse me.
Nice kick. Drives Lee all the way back to the 40. Gets hit immediately, and he'll go out of bounds. He caught it at the 45, and he'll return it about 5 yards to the 40-yard line where he was stumbling as he was knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, he was not calling a fair catch. Kind of a dangerous catch, but sure-handed. He makes the catch and kind of stumbles forward, as you said, 4 or 5 yards, and they mark him out at the 40 where the Packers will have it. First down and 10. Outside of the one time we've pinned them down at the 3, they've had the ball on the Viking side of the field.
They have. Ball on the near hash mark. Mobley brings Seth King in the pistol right behind him. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. That 5-man front for our Vikings. Quickly looks. Throws out to number 2. Right up under the corner. We gave him all day. He's got the first down to the 25-yard line, and that'll be a 15-yard pass play from Daniel Mobley to number two, Keel Pollard, who's just a sophomore. Quickly, the Packers come to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Mobley with King right behind him in that pistol. Takes the snap, gives it to King. King looking for a hole over the left side. Got him a hole open. Turns, still on his feet, stumbles, and he won't go down until he picks up the first down at the 10-yard line. Bill, that's another 15-yard pass, a 15-yard run, and they've got first and goal at the 10.
Yeah, they do, because they are just, they're going to mark the ball just inside the 10, and they are in their hurry-up right now, going into to the mouth of the Lowndes High, Georgia, Bridgman.
3:07 to go here, first quarter. We're trailing 14-0. Packers looking to extend that. They give it to King again outside. He gets hit, and we knock him out of bounds about the 6. The second and goal from the 6. Quickly, they're coming to the line of scrimmage. Malik Austin comes running in. Calls for somebody to get off the field. Ball on the far hash mark. They look at Keith, sets King to his right. Trip receivers to the near side. Single receiver far side. Brings the man back in motion. Drops back, looks towards the end zone. Pumps, pulls down, looking, trying to find something. Nothing there. And we knock him out of bounds back at the 8-yard line.
That was some of the best defensive coverage from our corners that we've seen all night. Mobley had no place to go, Wes.
Jeff Phillips checks in now. It'll be third and goal from back at the 8. 2:50 in, that'll stop the clock with 2:50 to go first quarter with the Packers leading 14-0. Mobley again will bring trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. And they want time. The Colquitt will take time. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. And we're back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Let's go down to the sidelines and Marty Rogers.
Big third down right here for our team. I think everybody in the stadium knows a little sense of urgency right here to try to keep them out in the end zone. That was a great play on the last play. As Bill mentioned, we've got to come up with another big play here on third down, try to keep them out in the end zone.
Absolutely, we do. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. It will be third and 8. Third and goal from the 8-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. And
Colquitt taking a long time over there. They're going to start the play clock if they don't get them moving here.
And I'm waiting for the...
They ought to get it. This much time, they got to start it. There it goes.
And here come the Packers. Mobley keeps two running backs in the backfield with him. Receiver on each side of the field. And he drops those to the end zone, off the fingertips of the receiver. That was number 2, Keel Pollard, as he tried to lead him through the back of the end zone. And just off his fingertips, Mobley threw a rocket in there. It will now be fourth and goal, and Martinez will attempt a 25-yard field goal. He's 4 of 6 on the year, with his longest being 42 yards. He'll set it down just inside that far hash mark. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicked up. And we block it. We pick it up. We block it and pick it up and return it out to the 24-yard line. Great job by our Vikings. A great, great defensive stand. 2:39 to go here in the first quarter, trailing 14-0. And we've just made a super, super defensive stand. And the crowd has come to their feet cheering our Vikings on.
And I tell you, that may have been the little bit of lift that we needed. The Vikings will take over as they recovered it at about the 22-yard line. So first and 10 for the Vikings with 2:39 left here in the first quarter, trailing the Colquitt County Packers 14-0.
So Nickel Fuller, DeMarcus Jackson, wide receiver is near side. Malik Roberts, wide receiver far side. Dixon in his shotgun. Keeps Jerome Daniels in the backfield with him. Packers in a four-man front, showing man. Now they drop off. Dixon looking. Changes the play. Takes a snap. Rolls away from it. Runs right into a Packer. Oh, back at the 10. He rolled trying to get away from the rush. And a Packer did a great defensive spin move. Bill come off the defensive end and right into Austin Dixon, and they'll mark the ball down at the 13.
And so the Vikings find themselves again in a hole now at second and about 13. No, second and 20, sorry.
And the Packers just got a sideline warning. Now, Fuller and Jackson far side. Malik Roberts near side. Ball on the near hash mark. Dixon barks out the signals. They four down linemen. They spread them out. Now, takes the ball, gives it to Daniels, looking for a hole. He's still on his feet as he crosses the 15. And that's as far as he'll get, up to the 16. And, Bill, that's going to be third and about 17 from there.
I tell you, the Vikings are having a tough time running against this defense. The last play when Austin Dixon was sacked, that was a 10-yard loss on that.
A minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Our Vikings trail 14 to nothing. Dixon with Amon Brown in the backfield with him. Man in motion towards our Vikings. There come the Packers on a rip, and Austin Dixon, nothing. They've got great, great downfield coverage. That's a coverage sack as Dixon will get sacked again back at the 12. And our Vikings will have to punt with a minute to go here in the first quarter.
Wes, one of the things that the Vikings historically have issues with is when you're looking downfield, there's not a lot of folks in the pattern. So when that one person is covered, we got to find a way to get open, get the ball downfield, maybe throw it out of bounds or get a better run. But unfortunately, the Vikings not doing well right now.
Belcher standing in the end zone. Ty Lee for the Packers back about our 45. High, high, booming kick. Signals fair catch all the way back at the 49-yard line. Great, great kick by John Belcher to get us out of a hole. Back out to the 49. That's where the Packers will take over with 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And our Vikings trail 14 to nothing.
Yeah, the Vikings now defensively are going to have to really bow up here and see if we can't get a stop here.
We are 11 yards rushing.
No, 11 no. rushes.
For 1 yard.
For 1 yard.
Rushes. Thank you, Bill. Mobley in the shotgun. Standing on the near side hash mark. King right beside him. Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. Quickly takes a snap. Looks up in there. Tucks the ball. Starts to run. And we hit him. And maybe we're going to get a hole now. Maybe there's going to be a hole. There was nothing there. And he tucked the ball. Tried to run. And our defense collapsed on him, Bill.
Well, we made a good tackle as Mobley tried. He had nothing downfield. He had to try and get through the line. And just as he did, the referee threw the flag from about the 40 all the way to the 50. Let's see the call.
It is holding against the Packers, and it'll back it up to their 40, so it'll be first and 20 from the 40. There's 31 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Vikings trailing 14 to nothing. Let's see what he does now. He splits his receivers, puts a back on either side of him. 21 to go, thank you. Mobley takes a snap, gives it to Ty Lee. Ty Lee goes right up the middle, and he'll get up to about the 45. He'll get 5 yards on the carry. Clock's running. It'll run down. That should have been the last play of the first quarter. Mobley gets his receivers in, and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. End of the first quarter. It is the Packers 14, our Vikings nothing. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium Hall. We got a chance. Let's go down to the sidelines and Marty Rogers.
It's still electric down here. Just the offense is down here. Got the team rallied up. They're trying to make a play. And right now our defense has got to come up with another.
Thank you, Marty. Second and 16. Back at the 45. Mobley in the shotgun with trips to the near side. Looks, throws out in the flats. That's King with the catch. He crosses the 45. The 50 gets a great block from a Packer. And as he gets down inside Viking territory, down to about the 44-yard line. It should be third and about four from there. But King had a great, great block out here in the flats as a Packer back came back to make a crackback block. Ball at the 44 on the near hash mark. It was an 11-yard pass play. Mobley again will slide in the shotgun. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Puts King in motion to the far side, so there'll be four receivers to the far side. We'll show blitz. There we come up the middle, throws across. Catch made. We hit him. He's going to be short of the first down, Bill. The catch was made by 85, Cambrick Taylor, but he's going to be about a yard short, and Corvian White made the tackle. You're Russ Prost. What do you do here? Fourth and about a yard, fourth and two. You're up 14 to nothing. 11:30 to go in the first half. Do you punt or do
his
you go
players are telling, let's go, let's go. He's listening to his players, Wes. And he is going to listen to his players. He's going for it.
Mobley.
Clock down to 14, Wes.
Mobley in the shotgun. Crowd on their feet. You can hear them over the radio, folks. Gives it to Mobley. Pitches it back. And he's got King has the first down as he crosses the 40 down to the 35. Great, great option play as they rolled left and just pitched it out. And they're down inside our 35. They're going to set it down about the 33, Bill. 11 minutes to go in the half. Vikings trailing 14 to nothing. Packers with the ball on the near hash mark going from right to left on your radio dial. Again, gets it to King up the middle. A spin move by King and gets hit as he gets to the line of scrimmage. We had him in the backfield, but he just spun away, Bill, and was finally tackled as he crossed the 32, get down to the 32.
Yeah, Zach Copeland in the backfield. Just didn't have him wrapped up. He made the hit, but couldn't get him stopped.
10:38 to go, first half. Vikings trailing 14 to nothing. Mobley, three receivers far side, single receiver near side. King to his right. Drops back. Pump fake. Look. Starts to rush. Turns. Comes this way. Takes the man wide open and makes the catch down at the 12, 13-yard line. We had him for a second, and Mobley just turned and got away, Bill.
Yeah, really, just kept dragging. The cornerback lost him, and when he did, he was able to get open, and Mobley scrambles, finds him open, and gets the first down.
First and 10 at the 13-yard line. Mobley drops back, looks, throws across. He's got number 27. And did he get in the end zone? No, they goes out at the 2. A 10-yard pass play to Javonte Woods. And it's going to be a first and goal Packers down at the 2-yard line. 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Our Vikings trail 14 to nothing. There's a whistle and
we got a flag.
There's a flag and they're going to call encroachment on the defense.
Yeah, that's to line it up in the neutral zone. And they're calling out there on the corner. Said he lined up in the neutral zone, so they'll go half to the distance.
Usually what you do there, a good official tells the defensive back to back up half a step. They'll move it down to the 1-yard line where it's first and goal from there. Ball on the near hash mark. 10 minutes to go here and a half. Our Vikings trail 14 to nothing. Mobley. There comes the flag from the near side.
Let's see, this, you're right, this was from the other side, Judge.
And they're calling encroachment on this side.
Let's see if that's the case. Yep, again, offside.
No!
Oh, okay, on the offense this time.
They say the offense line, okay.
So a 5-yard mark off, it'll be
back
first and goal now at the 6.
Ball on the near hash mark. Mobley keeps King in the backfield with him. Javonte Woods will be the other back, jet to his left. Two receivers far side, tight end near side. Nope, Mobley keeps it, rolls right, looks, throws out, and tries to throw it to Javonte Woods. It's incomplete. It'll be second and goal from the 6.
Great pressure by number 38, Dante Robinson, on the quarterback, and that caused him to have to throw that ball sooner than he wanted to.
Devontae comes out. Brian Bell checks in. That stops the clock with 9:57 to go here in the half. Packers leading 14-0. They now two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're showing man coverage out there. We're in a three-man front. Mobley in the shotgun, takes a snap, drops straight back. We start to rush. Third throws the ball away. And he had Javonte Woods out there, so that was a good play by Mobley.
And that's things that I think a Lions quarterback has to learn and develop, is when it's not there, find the guy downfield, throw it over his head, out of bounds, and live to play another day. And that's exactly what Colquitt's done here. Third down now and goal from the six.
Cameron Taylor checks in at wide receiver. Two far side, two near side. One back in the backfield. We're showing blitz off the corner, and they move. Now they call it.
I was looking at the line judge here. It was the offensive tackle on this side, and he backed up, took two steps backwards, and the guy still had not thrown the flag. It took him a little while to get, and threw the flag. So it'll be a mark off against the Packers, and now with third and goal at the 11-yard line.
But now what it does now is open the field up for the Packers a little bit more. It is third and goal from the 11 with 9:51 to go here in the half. Vikings trailing 14-0. Three receivers far side, single receiver near side. King to the left of Mobley as he's on the near hash mark. Takes the snap. Straight back. There comes the rush. Throws out to Javonte Woods coming underneath by one man, two. We'll tackle him as he gets down to the six. So it's a five-yard pass play. So it'll be fourth and goal from the six-yard line. And there comes Luis Martinez, the field goal kicker in. Martinez, whose last attempt was blocked, we'll set it down again on the 15. It'll be a 25-yard attempt. Nope. It's a 23-yard attempt. That's not Martinez. That is. I'm sorry, that is Luis Martinez. .9:15 to go in the half. Vikings trailing 14-0. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicked up this time. It is good. And with 9:02 to go in the half, the Packers lead 17-0. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Packers are set to kick off. Martinez will set it down on the 40. He'll be kicking toward that north end zone.
They do have a different kicker kicking off, number 34.
That is Jose Vega.
Vega was their kicker last year.
And back deep to receive is number 31, Brandon Roberts. Vega. And over end kick. That ball will sail into the end zone. We'll bring it out to the 20. And let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Packers, they ran 11 plays, went 43 yards, ran 3 minutes and 28 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 23-yard field goal by Martinez. Packers lead 17-0 with 9 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the first half.
And we thank you, Taylor Biddle, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Here comes Dixon along with Arvin Berry. Amon Brown sends Malik Roberts to the far side. He has, it looks like, Deshaun Mitchell. He's going to spread that field out a little bit. Packers go to a four-man front. Two linebackers. And we give it to Brown. Brown over, gets tripped up as he crosses the 20. Gets up to about the 24. And that'll be second and six, Bill. That's probably about the best second down situation we've had tonight.
It is one of the best. Now, that's one of the things I thought that Lions needed to do tonight. As you said, they spread it out, and then they're going to run out of that spread. Now they've bunched it back up.
And when they do that, Packers go to a five-man front. 8.5 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings trail 17-0. Dixon, ball on the far hash mark, going from left to right. Packers in that five-man front. We bring Jerome Daniels in motion. Give it to Daniels, looking for a hole. Gets hit, and we just cannot stop them, Bill. Whenever we bunch it up and try to run that Eagle offense, the Packers are just they're just tearing our offensive line up right now.
Yeah, we may have even lost a yard on that. It'll bring up third down now for the Vikings. 8:05, the clock continues to run in the half.
Nate Brantley in as a blocking back. Sonika Fuller and Mitchell to the near side. Malik Roberts to the far side. They're showing cover two on the far side.
There's a flag. And the official motioned the sideline.
That's a sideline warning, but they're not giving them enough air room to get down on the field and run down the sidelines. Dixon in the shotgun. Packers in a four-man front. Looking for defensive help over the top from the safety. And we do a little reverse to Mitchell. And a great block out there on the corner by Austin Dixon, but we're going to be short of the first down for about 2 yards.
The play took a little time to develop. And then obviously we were hoping for some speed, little misdirection. They definitely went with the first toss, but just not able to pick that up. And now it's fourth down and about two as the Vikings, they look like they're going for it, Wes.
They are. That's what seven, at the seven-minute mark and a half, trailing 17 to nothing. Let's see what Dixon's doing. They're coming to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, they tried that little quick thing again and ran off to the side.
It didn't work.
Did not jump.
Now timeout, Vikings. Timeout, Vikings. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. At the Commercial Banking Company press box, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle. Down on the sideline is Marty Rogers. 6:54 to go here in the half. Vikings are trailing 17 to nothing. And I want to remind everybody the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show brought to you by Deloach Body Works. Live on location at Cheddar's. You'll want to be there at 6:45 because that's when whenever we kick it off, Coach Mack comes in and lots of interesting things at a new place, Cheddar's on Norman Drive. John Belcher back deep to punt, standing at our 15. Ty Lee for the Packers standing back about his own 40. Waiting on the snap. There it is. High, high boom and kick. Signals fair catch. And falls forward, makes the catch at the 48 at the Packer 42-yard line. O'Shea Williams made the catch. And the Packers will take over first and 10 at their 40. They're going to mark it down at the 43 with 6:46 to go here in the half. Ball will be on the far hash mark. Packers going from right to left on your radio dial. Vikings have rushed the ball 14 times for only 9 yards tonight. Mobley with twins to the near side. Single receiver far side in the pistol. Looks those out in the flats. Catch made. We hit him immediately. That was number 19, Malik Lewis. And he'll go down after, he'll go down back at the original line of scrimmage. So it'll be second and 10. Clock continues to run.
Good heads up tackle by number 21, Alex Brown for the Vikings. Thought he might have been held there by number 2, Khalil Pollard, but he got around him.
Mobley, again, twins to the near side. Single receiver far side. Play action, pulls back, throws it way downfield, and overthrows. Oh, what?
In high school, that is a pass interference. He turned his body around, got in the way of the wide receiver. The receiver hit him, and you cannot, I mean, that's in high school football, that is a flag. The defender, number 29, Chris Hill for the Vikings, turned around and instead of going with his man, turned backwards and got in his way. And that's unfortunately in high school, you're going to get that call.
All the way down to the 41-yard line. Thank you, Bill, for that explanation because I was a little frustrated right there.
It's still frustrating. He doesn't take that away.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Gives it to King. Nope, keeps it on the quarterback keeper. We hit him. Nate Brantley gets a hand on him as he crosses the 40. He'll pick up 2 yards. It'll be second and 8 as he gets down to I-39 with 6 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings trailing 17 to nothing.
Guys, on that interference call, the coaches were yelling that they both turned and looked at the ball. And he said, yeah, but our DB grabbed him. None of us saw him grab him, so I'm not sure about that one.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. Mobley, again, gives the ball to King right up the middle. Oh, he runs between two receivers. Has the first down as he crosses the 30 down to the 27-yard line.
Colquitt just continues to run outside, then pops the middle. And when they do, they're getting big yards.
King showing why he's the leading rusher in Region 1-6A. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Mobley puts King to his right. We're in a five-man front. Again to King, right up the middle. This time he runs into Nate Brantley, and he won't go anywhere. He'll get, Bill, I said he went nowhere, and they say he got down to the 25, which would be about a three-yard gain. It's second and seven. We're at the 5:15 mark to go here in the first half, trailing 17 to nothing. Mobley, two receivers far side, single receiver near side, drops straight back, looks, throws the ball way downfield, and there was a lot of bumping, but this time no call as he overthrows number two, Keel Pollard.
And I was watching that lineup. They got there quickly, Colquitt did, snapped the ball, but it, from my vantage point here, Wes, it looked like they didn't have enough on the line of scrimmage. The two wide receivers on this side really looked back off the ball. You had the back and the quarterback over here. Number two, Khalil Pollard, was off the line on this side.
Third and 10 from the 25. I mean, third and 7 from the 25 at the five-minute mark here in the half. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're showing blitz off the corner and up the middle. There we come. After him, high, and he throws it away, but he goes down as we got to him. Possession's intended for King.
Yeah, Brian Bell grabs him on the side, pulls him as he throws the ball. He's got nothing on the throw, but Brian Bell, what a great job to get back there from that defensive end spot.
And it'll be fourth and about, fourth and seven, Luis Martinez will come down and set it down. Bill looks like he's going to set it down probably about the 32, 30. He'll set it down on the 32, which will make it a 42-yard field goal attempt, which will equal his longest of the year. He made one of those last week. Balls will be set down on the near hash mark. Balls down, kicks up. It's got the distance. No good, wide left. No good, wide left. And there's a flag down on the play. What have we got?
Running into the kicker, I think. I was watching the ball.
I was too.
Did you see the kick or the...
Personal foul, roughing the kicker.
That'll give the Colquitt Packers a fresh set of downs. A five-yarder would not have been enough, but would have given him an opportunity to kick it again. But that 15-yarder, that gives them a first down, and the offense is back on the field.
And, Bill, that penalty will take it all the way down to our 12-and-a-half-yard line. 4.5 minutes to go in the half, and we can't buy a break here tonight.
Well, we got to make our own breaks, too.
Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. He puts King to his left as he stands on the near hash mark. The official comes in. I don't know what he's doing, but he comes in. The umpire was talking to somebody. Now he's over the ball.
And the play clock starts, so let's go.
Mobley waiting on the snap. Gives it to King. King, no, Mobley keeps it on the quarterback keeper. Fooled me because I thought he gave it to King as he crosses the 10. He gets down to about the 7. Give him 5 yards on the carry. It'll be second and, give him 6. It'll be second and 4. Trey Jackson in on the tackle as we approach the 4:30 mark here in the first half. Twins to the far side, single receiver near side. Again to King right up the middle, and we hit him, and he goes down at the 5. Give him 3 yards. It'll be third and about 2 from the 5-yard line. Jeff Phillips checks in.
Third down situation. Let's see what Colquitt comes up with here.
We're at the 4-minute mark. Mobley barks out signals. He moves his tight end to the far side of the field, and now they want a timeout. Packers want to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. A 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, Wes James along with Bill Osborne. First, they know it is going to be third and give him one, two, give him third and three, maybe third and a long three, a short four. Ball at the 6-yard line on the near, Vikings 6-yard line on the near side. 3:55 to go in the half. Vikings trail 17 to nothing. Here come the Packers. Led by senior quarterback Daniel Mobley. Sets King to the right. Two receivers near side, single receiver to the far side. We show blitz right up the middle. There we come. They pick it up. Rolls right. Now we get a hand on him, and Mobley goes down back at the 16.
And that's Brian Bell with a sack. Just gets a hand on him and knocks him down.
I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to give a half a sack credit to Trey Jackson because Trey blitzed up the middle, which caused that back to come in to have to pick him up, which left Brian unattended coming off the end. It'll be fourth and Bill about 13. Martinez now will attempt a 33-yard field goal, and he'll be kicking straight away this time. There's a snap. Falls down, kicks up, and this one's good. 3:13 to go here in the first half. It's the Packers 20, our Vikings nothing. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Jose Vega, number 34, set to kick off for the Packers. High end over end kick. Alex Brown takes at the 7. He's up to the 15, the 20. Still on his feet as he turns, and they say he runs out of bounds at the 26-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive for the Packers, 8 plays, 32 yards, ran 1 minute and 46 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 33-yard field goal. Packers lead 20-0 with 3 minutes and 9 seconds left to go in the first half.
And, Bill, if you told me we'd only have 9 yards of total offense in the first half, I would say no way.
All right, Vikings now on offense. Let's see what we can do.
Strong side right. We bring Jerome Daniels in motion. And we give it to Arvin Berry right up the middle, and Berry gets absolutely nowhere. Packer player leapfrogs over the pile. And anyway, I guess
the whistle probably had not blown. And I have no problem with that. You play to the whistle.
You do. Give him 2 yards to be second and 8 as we get out to the 28-yard line. Double tight end now. Jerome Daniels, Amon Brown, and Arvin Berry. Daniels to the far side, Brown to the near side. Packers go back to that five-man front. We give it to Berry right up the middle, and Berry gets across the 30 up to about the 31-yard line. Still, it's going to be third and about 5 from there. We've not had a third and short situation so far in the first half.
Yeah, it's been anytime we've had a third down, it's been at least 8 or 9 yards.
This is going to be a third and about 5, 3rd and 4 from the 32-yard line. We've got to get out to the 36. Dixon barking out signals, two tight ends. He's got Trey Jackson in the backfield at fullback. Daniels in motion, gives it to Daniels, and he's looking for a hole, bounces off one man, two. And, Bill, we're going to be short. Trey Jackson with a good lead block out on the corner, but Daniels is going to be just a little bit short as we're in at the 144 mark here in the first half.
They're going to measure. I mean, it is really close now that the spot's there. From our vantage point, he needed to make the mark of the 37-yard line.
Let's go down to Marty Rogers. Marty, what you got? You can see it from there, buddy.
I'm trying to get down there to see in the crowd here, but it looks like it's going to be just a few inches short, in my opinion.
Now, he just took Brandon Roberts in. Could it possibly be that we're going to go for it if it's short?
I think we might, Wes. And you don't know if we're going to try to just get him to jump like we did before or here with a few inches. Hey, you know, if you can't get a few inches, you can play the game.
It is a first down, Marty.
I'm glad I'm wrong, guys. I'm glad I'm wrong.
And, folks, that was really by the nose of the football, the white stripe. On the front, to the nose, is where that mark was.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
The Vikings get a fresh set of downs now. Only the second first down of this first half.
Ball on the near hash mark as we're out to the 36-yard line. Dixon faces that five-man front. With Daniels in motion towards us, drops back, play action in the pocket, looks downfield, got Brandon Roberts wide open, makes the catch, and they haul him down at the 15-yard line. Almost a 50-yard pass. We'll have the exact one in just a second. Almost 50 yards from Dixon to Brandon Roberts. Down to the 17-yard line. It's a 47-yard pass. Wasn't off by much. A minute 28 to go here in the half. Vikings trying to get on the scoreboard. Dixon with Daniels. and we give it right up the middle to Nate Brantley at fullback. He's across the 15 down to about the 17. We're down to a minute 10. Look at timeouts. We've got one apiece on timeouts. Ball on the near hash mark. Eric Hart in at running back along with Amon Brown. Inside 1 minute to go. Dixon with two tight ends. Nate Brantley at fullback. Packers in a five-man front. Dixon puts Amon Brown in motion. He gives it to Brantley over one side, too. Look at the big fullback linebacker drive down to about the six. Ball's out. Ball came out. He made it down to the six. They're stopping the clock with 35 seconds to go here in the half.
Guys, we got it back, I do believe.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Marty. Good eyes down there for us. That's equipment part supply update.
The official, what you hear the screaming about, Wes, the official came out, said that Vikings still had the ball, and then he cranked his arm, and the clock continued to run, and the Vikings had the first down. It should have been stopped, but it is marked now, Wes, to correct. It is marked as a third down. The Vikings called a timeout. We're going to stay here with it. Set you up 27.5 seconds. The Vikings trail 20-0, and we're getting ready to get into halftime. Vikings need this score.
We need to put points on the board, and we don't need just three. We need seven.
Well, I mean, if you don't get the seven, you don't want to turn the ball over here. We need points going into the halftime. But you're exactly right. Seven will heal a lot better in that locker room than three.
Malik Roberts goes to the far side, Dale. You've got Sonika Fuller and Daquan Mitchell to the near side at wide receiver. Eric Hart in the backfield. Arvin Berry in the slot. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Crowd comes to their feet. Brings Mitchell to the far side. We have trips. Stops, looks. Gets hit from behind. Ball is out. We fall on it. Ball is out. Clock is running. They stop.
We got no timeouts left. And it's fourth down. If we're going to do something, you got to do it now.
Ball on the far hash mark. There comes the field goal unit out. Nick Hart will try to get us some points as he will attempt about a 31-yard field goal.
And there's a penalty. Wait a minute. There's a penalty against
Caldwell. We got a personal foul against the Packers. It will be a first down Viking.
Now we're running our field goal unit off. We're sending our...
We got to spike the ball. The clock's running. 19 seconds.
Now we spike it with 11.1 seconds.
Wow.
There was a personal foul. We didn't see it from here. Sorry, folks. We should have.
Let's go ahead, Marty.
Guys, there was a lot of confusion on the flag. It was over there right in front of the offensive line, and nobody could see it. And the ref comes out and says that it's a.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. We did not see the flag when it happened. We were trying to get the field goal unit on the field to attempt a field goal. When all of a sudden they mark off a penalty, we realize we've got first and goal at the 8-yard line. Now clock stopped at 11.1 seconds. And there's a flag, and we've got delay of game. The officials somewhat have lost a little bit of control of this. They've got to get it back. So to mark it back 5 yards, back out to the 12-yard line.
Well, one of the things, an official really, Wes, I mean, you understand this, they need to notify that sideline that there's a penalty.
They do, and they didn't. Dixon in the shotgun. He's got Amon Brown behind him in the pistol. He drops straight back. There they come to rush. Throws toward the end zone. Catch is made. Touchdown, Vikings.
Malik Roberts, I see ya.
12-yard touchdown pass from Austin Dixon to Malik Roberts. 7 seconds to go here in the half. Nick Hart on to attempt the extra point. and he drilled it between two Packer defenders. Ball's down. Kicked up. Oh, it's a wobbly kick, but it's good. 7 seconds to go in the half, and it's 20-7. The Packers lead. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. High kick by Nick Hart. Taken at the 20 by the Packers. Still on their feet as they turn head down the sideline. Don't let him get out of bounds, guys. Stops the clock, and with a point, with 0.4 seconds, nope, he runs it out. It's halftime. Let's get Marty, as Marty grabs Coach McPherson.
Coach, tough first half, but your team responded and kept fighting and came away with a big momentum. In.
Yeah, man, you know, we hadn't been able to get nothing going. We're having a hard time blocking them. We got to get back in here and get some.
Coach, what do you tell your team at halftime? Try to win the second half.
It ain't over yet. We got to.
There you go. You hear it. Right straight from Coach McPherson.
All righty. Thank you, Marty, for that. Tradition's flooring. Coaches and player coaches interview. We'll take a 6-minute break. When we come back, we'll be back here with a whole lot of stuff for you. Packers lead our Vikings 20-7. We'll be back after this 6-minute break.